I think this is me.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We're bringing power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Ah, blessed melanated rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating another opportunity for us to be able to get together this morning. And I ask that today's show, let it be uplifting, let it be entertaining, let it be educational, let it be fun, and most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. And I'm just sending out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, and peace to everybody. Hotep, amen, and ashe. Ah, yes, guys. Take that blessing. Take that. Queens, how was your week?
Well, now listen. I had two things that I did this week. As y'all know, we are past December 1st, so you have to have winter tires on your vehicle. And so I was feeling extra rich, you know, this month, also because I was late in booking an appointment, and because I haven't found a garage around me as I've newly moved here. But again, I felt rich. So I booked my appointment with one of the well-known retail stores. And, you know, for my tire change on the rims, by the way, as well as an oil change and an inspection. And they already quoted me some like 170-some plus tax on that. And I did a big gulp. And I was like, cool, no, because I'm a millionaire, so run that. And then they came back and they're just like, hey, your two filters are trash, which, you know, I expect, because I don't think I've changed a filter since I've had the car, and it's been probably about 6 years. So I was just like, yeah, this is what happens. All right, run that too. By the time my card passed, that thing said 280 and some change. And I said, all right. But I'm just going to put it out there. I'm a millionaire. So.
Whoa, Jesus. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. I have to make sure.
You know what?
Sorry.
I can't live a scarce life. If I live scarcity on my mind, scarcity shall come. And so I can afford said works on my vehicle. But if anyone out there knows of a good mechanic,
like, yes, we actually have a mechanic within the OFC. His name is Akeem, and his garage is located in Lachine on 2nd Avenue. We're going to make sure we get you that address, because he's...
I will absolutely see him in the spring. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, it's done now, but I'm coming, Akeem. And the other thing I did, because for me, it's protective style season, because this summer, I did all kinds of things to my hair. I dyed it. It was doing everything. We had a little flat iron here and there. I
understand. Dad laid to the side. She was flat. Hold on. She was all summer.
And so now, though, like, you got to give it. I know it's either silk press season, but I just want to braid it for the next 2 months. Give it a moment. And so I'm going to take the time to super shout out Steph Odia Salon. That's the only place I go to get my hair braided. And I either get Steph or Betty to braid my hair. So super shout out to them. Call them. They are taking bookings. They're located at 6615 Boulevard Monk. So they're just a stone throw away from the Monk Metro. I know that we clowned the Monk Metro a few shows ago. But
Yes, we do.
But Monk is on the map, because that's where you need to go get your hair braided. So 438-380-3839. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back, 438-380-3839. Call them, get your hair braided. They have several artists, stylists there and stuff like that, but definitely a big shout out to them. Hi, how was your week?
You know, I have a thing for bad driving. So I want to give y'all, I'm going to give the people a little tip. So let me set this up for you. You're driving down the highway, and there may be traffic, there may not be traffic, but we're all going at a reasonable speed, and you see someone trying to get over. Now, that person has their blinker on, for a long enough time. They didn't do like most idiots do, put their blinker on and just jump over. You can see that they're being considerate. When they start to get over into your lane, don't speed your ass up. Do not speed your ass up and stop them from being able to get over to into their lane. One, you're going to end up causing an accident. Two, you're going to make somebody miss they exit or something. And then I'm going to tell you something. Y'all lucky that y'all got people out there that's passive, because I'm not. I've been done through some milk in your car. I would throw my morning tea at your car. Don't come and block me from getting over in my lane. That's all I'm going to tell you. So this week, I experienced this twice. And those who know me know that I have a certain type of road rage. Now, I've said it before. I don't have to say it again. My road rage becomes different. I'm just going to tell y'all this. Get y'all winter tires, like Gigi say, and don't play with me on the streets here, because I'm going to tell you something. I get out and I fight. Please don't play with me with my car. I do not need to be slowed down because I got to make a police report or no foolishness. This is all I'm going to say. So on to the rest of my week. The rest of my week was pretty good. It was pretty good. I need to get my winter tires. I know I told y'all last week I was going to get them. Mind y'all own business. I'm going to get them. Winter tires are expensive. So they want $400 for winter tires.
For all four?
Well, I drive a small car right now, but yeah, four tires. It's $100.
Yeah, that's too expensive. Lloyd, we need people in the network that sell tires. I think we might, because Lloyd, well, we need discounts on these tires.
I feel like that's a good price. The place that I'm going to is a black-owned place, and it's up on St. Jean.
I'm like, $400 for four tires? That's not bad.
With the installation.
Oh. Ooh, wait, yeah. Bless. Sorry, I misunderstood, yeah.
My tires is a 16, so mine's is $400 with the installation.
No, that's not bad at all.
Hello, yeah. With inflation and all that, that's a good price.
Oh, well, either way, I got to strip this weekend in order to pay for these tires, so I'm just saying.
Okay, okay. Yeah. You don't want to try to GoFundMe, maybe? No.
Never mind a GoFundMe. Right? Y'all hit up my OnlyFans. Y'all ain't got to buy nothing. I'm just saying, just pay. Description that helps. You don't never got to look at it again. in real life, this is where it's at right now. Aside from that, you know, the bills are coming in faster than we can pay them, but there's a lot of new online hustles and stuff that's going on. So look forward to me being able to give you guys some of this information, because I'm about to explore some of them myself. And in the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear me talking about these new hustles, whether they good, whether they bad. I'm going to give y'all my little tips on them and stuff. What else did I want to tell y'all? It is cold outside. Everybody was walking around with this like cough and sniffle and stuff like that. Okay, I'm not gonna talk about the shot. I'm not gonna talk about the V shot. I'm not gonna talk about it. But I'm just gonna say the commercials on the radio are ramped up right now, and I'm scared of them. Y'all don't listen to the radio commercials. That's all I'm gonna say. That's my week in a nutshell. That's my week.
Well, like at first, kind of, I'm not sure if you're in the right profession with the type of road rage that you get. I think it's really time we start exploring, because you know, I just feel in with the type of anger that you express when you're driving or when things happening. I think it's a concern. I think we're raising the odds of something just going completely left because of the amount that you got to be on the road. So I don't know, Kai. I'm feeling for you. I'm giving you my prayers. I don't know, man. Because especially being in Montreal, we got some weird drivers in Montreal. Because what you described just now is a common courtesy that I find people in Montreal. Like I'm the person that I'll be indicating for like 5 minutes, letting people know I'm coming, and I still have to check the blindfold and be like, why are you there still? Like you don't see. Come on, man. But anyways, I'm sending prayers. So in terms of my week,
everybody in Montreal got licensed from play school at Tonka. So, you know, that's how it goes.
I see that. So yeah, so my week this week was kind of up and down. So let me see. So by the time I'm just thinking back, I can't say my week was super productive. I had one of those emotional weeks this week, guys. I don't even know. Like I was in my feelings all week. It was on one side, stuff was super positive. We had our draw this week. I got to give a huge shout out to our sister Yvelise. I don't know have you guys ever had kombucha? Kombucha is like a drink, you know, it's like a tea, but like carbonated kind of thing.
It's carbonated because it's rancid. But it's good for you.
Okay. Well, yes. I guess that's the way you can advertise it.
Yeah, I think it's the probiotics, and I think isn't it from like a mushroom or what? I mean, hey, if you eat mushrooms, you're already eating fungus. So come on, guys.
Oh, it's from a mushroom. I didn't even know that.
They ferment something,
it's something fermented. At the end of the day,
it's mushrooms, but it's
a fermentation. We put mushrooms in our mouth, listeners. So don't even act like y'all not gonna try to chant kombucha. Just try it. It's good for you. It's
better. Yeah, you know, you're
put in your mouth.
No, you definitely want to try it. But I got to give a huge shout out to this queen. Like, so she won the big draw. We did a draw for $2,400, and she won it. And I'm really happy because, you know, like I know she's been going through it with COVID. COVID hit her company real hard. And like just being able to bless this queen or her, or light, not me, but life being able to bless this queen, I think that's huge. I'm really happy. I was really, really happy for that. But then I don't know, guys. Like, oh, no, wait, sorry. I also have to say, those who did not win, just know that every month you're already automatically entered into the draw. So next month, for the month of December, it looks like we're going to be doing 2,000 because people really enjoyed the bigger prizes. We're doing 500 a week. But it seems like people are more feeling the bigger draws. So that's everybody who entered, you're still in for, you have 11 more months where you can potentially win $2,000 a month. So that's a plus. You know, so I honestly think it's one of the best lottos out there. Like, you know, it's like the gift that keeps giving. Like, you know, it's technically only $2 a month and you have a potential of winning $2,000 in a month. Come on. And you're supporting community at the same time.
You get money supporting people at the same damn time.
Thank you. Hey, don't apologize. We need a jingle to go with this thing. So that was that. So that was a plus. But then, like Kaya was saying, life, man. Like, life is happening. Cost of living. Life is happening. The cost of living is on some next level. The expenses are increasing, but the revenue is not increasing. And you guys know it all the time. I love what I do. I love being of service to the community. But, someone's got to give. Because it's like, it's getting hard in these streets. It's getting hard in these streets. Like, and I'm like, I keep just, you know, I know there's times. I know there's a season. There's a down season. There's an up season. But, I saw a good meme that I feel like I don't want to be a part of the hard team anymore. I don't want to be on God's like, yeah, he's a strong one. Let's continue to challenge him.
So what P is saying, trying to figure out what comes first, the baking soda or or last.
But maybe it wasn't as bad. Maybe I could find a hybrid version of still being like a bad guy, but still doing good things. Maybe I went too far.
It sounded like dry snitching to me. I'm gonna need you to take that back.
I don't know. I'm just saying, guys. It was one of these weeks. Like today, I'm super blessed. Like I'm feeling a lot better. But it was
Friday.
It must be. You know, it really could be. It's just it's Friday. The vibe is blessed. As you guys are hearing this, I want you guys to note December 10th. We're gonna be having this awesome event. I'm gonna talk about it again at the end of the show. But just it's crossed my mind now, so I don't want to forget. Like we're gonna be at the Jamaica Association. This is a great event that we're gonna be doing, highlighting health and highlighting different things like that. Because I just find that now, like as the season is changing, we got to just boost our immune systems. So as you guys know, the OFC, we have for the people. So anything that we could do to help and to educate, we're going to do that. And I think that's it. Oh, no, but actually, what am I saying? Like, yo, all the awesome guests we're having on the show today is all people from this workshop. And you know what's funny, guys? My mind is all over the place. Because that's why I had mentally made a note to mention that. But I'm all over the place today, guys. It's just one of these days. All right, guys? It's just one of these days. We're going to have a great show today. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about...
DJ, cue Monica. It's just one of them days.
One of them. Oh, thank you. Yes, Andrew. We got to pull that one in. Guys, stay tuned. We're going to be talking health. We're going to be talking all kind of good things today. For now, take a break and come right back with the people. Y'all done know.
It's just one of them days when I want to be all alone. It's just one of them days when I got to be all alone. It's just one of them days.
Today is going to be a very, very special show where we parlay with the people and talk about an event that's coming up. So Miss Sabrina, if you could lead us by introducing yourself and just telling us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I thank you for the introduction, Kaya. Really appreciate it. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sabrina Carrington. I have a few businesses. My main business is As Intended All Natural, where I create skin and hair products, organic, handmade products for the community and anyone who's looking for a change in their personal hygiene products. They come to me for that, whether it be shampoo, body butters, hair butters, anything like that. That's what I do. I also sell sea moss as well. Very great for the body, for the system, for the immune system, for the whole family. It's really, really great. And also the main reason why we're here for vegan food. I have another business called Vegan Villain. And what I do is I try to bring awareness to plant-based meals to people. So if people looking to change how they eat, change their meals and whatnot. And you don't necessarily have to be vegan or vegetarian, just that you want to make that change. And that's what I'm here to help everyone do. I'm here to also introduce this Saturday, December the 10th, we'll be having a workshop at the Jamaican Association, where we'll be teaching people how to make plant-based meals, introducing mushrooms into people's meals plans, letting people know that there's a lot more to life than just white button mushrooms. There's so many different mushrooms, and the health benefits to mushrooms is what I'm looking to introduce to the guests that will be there. During that day, this Saturday coming, it's going to be from 1 to 4, and we have vendors. We also have a host that's going to be there. Miss Trish will also be hosting our event. And one of our vendors who will be there will be wonderful Paul Wallace, who will be there selling his Pure Trim and bringing his holistic health ideas to people to show them how to make their health better and clearer. And he's here to help you with that. I introduce you to Paul Wallace. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you very much, Sabrina. I appreciate that. What it is, my name is Paul Wallace, and I help people with transitioning from sickness to health. And many a times they don't know how to do it or the road to go about doing that. And I help them by giving them assessment, a natural holistic assessment. I help them with a bio scan. Many a times they're just, on edge, and I would help them with a foot spa detox. So that's what holistic wellness brings to the table. I have a natural supplement that also helps people. For example, there's always like an addiction or a switch or, not knowing how to go about approaching to have better meals. I have natural supplements that are meal replacement that help them to segue while they would learn something like what Sabrina's hosting at Saturday's event, how to prepare proper vegan meals. So we help people transition from sickness to health, and that's what holistic wellness does. Now I'm going to introduce Mr. Hussein to the table, and he will tell you more on what he does and how it ties into what we're having on Saturday coming up.
Blessings, family. I go by Jamal Hussein or Jamal Spence. An artist, a tuned healer. I like to say tuned and not turned, because we always just get in line or in alignment with our true purpose in life. So for me, I feel that is, healing. And along my journey, as I said, I was an artist first. So along my journey, it just took me back to my roots. Many of you may know my father, Jabby, Byron Spence, has been in the kitchen for over, 37, nearly 40 years, providing the community with, great tasting Caribbean food. He's also has done music. Next year, 2023, is going to be 30 years since he started his sound crew, Black Temple. And I believe music is always a part of the healing, right? So I try to incorporate both into what I do. So this coming Saturday, I'll be talking about the cuisine side, not so much the artistic side, but basically, just taking some of my favorite Jamaican ingredients, such as, plantain, and how I come about making some vegan creations, such as like my Caribbean waffles, which Felicia features plantain as the main ingredient. So yeah, wow. So I got a lot in store and hope to see you guys Saturday. And I shall pass the mic over to Khadija, who should also be present.
Hello, so my name is Khadija. I have a company called Tukus Bodywork. It's essentially a company of holistic bodyworks. So in other words, it's massage therapy, but it's based in the idea that the person is a whole entity. So if someone's coming to me with their knee injury, I'm looking at everything. I'm not just looking at the knee. And it's also energetic work. So my specialty is Japanese massage called Shiatsu. But I do table massage and work a lot with pregnant women. And I'll just stop it for now. I don't remember who's after me. Is it Fred?
Yes, we can do Fred. Fred and Janet are going to pretty much come in together. So that's fine. Thank you, Khadija.
Okay. Well, Frederick and I are partners in Liquid Green Products. And we are a company. It's a family-owned company. And we've been at this since we're going on to our 10th year. And we're really proud that we have a line of products that to date have not been challenged in terms of the efficacy and in terms of the usability, the friendliness, the environmental impact, or the lack of environmental impact that it has on the environment. Our products were created for families who we've actually always put before profit, we have put the fact that we want families to be safe. And therefore, our line of products are for homeowners. I would say our target market, the people who we most want to please, are moms. Moms are families who have children and who are concerned about what they're using at home and that it will not hurt and it will clean. So, Frederick, I'll let you talk a little bit more about the products themselves in terms of the cleaners. I'm sorry, we won't be at the event next week in Montreal, but we'll be there in spirit. So, Frederick, if you would elaborate and just talk about the cleaners that we have for people, for pets, and for plants.
Yeah, certainly. If you find that I'm looking around, it's because I'm waiting for someone here in my car. But the products that we produce are a line of carcinogen-free products, and they're formulated, as Janet said, for people, pets, and plants. We have products for the general purpose cleaning of your home, your cars, your offices, your boats, whatever. These products are all plant-based. They're 100% plant-based. They have no fragrance. They have no toxicity, and they're not corrosive in any way. So when you clean with them, it's very much as if you're cleaning with Mr. Clean or Fabrizio or any one of those high-smelling products. But the difference with ours is that it doesn't make you spray and run. I refer to those products as spray and run. Because when you spray it in your bathroom or in an enclosed area, the fumes are so high and really toxic that you have to allow yourself to get fresh air. With our products, it eliminates that. So if you're someone that is looking for an alternative to the harsh cleaning products on the market, if you are sensitive to fragrance, if you're sensitive to chemicals, our product is what you need to take a look at and just try it. Just go to our website at liquidgreenproducts.com and, try it.
Just want to mention one thing before we're done. Before the end of the year, I would say in another week and a half, we're introducing a powerful product, Liquid Green Extra, and it's going to be ready to hit the market. We're coming on with some great discounts, so that people who are familiar are going to be very happy with this new product, and the ones who have never tried it will never look back at anything else.
That's great. That was a great introduction. Thank you very much. So as we said, this was the introduction portion of the interview, but I'd like now, if we can get a little bit more in depth, everyone is going to have a segment to just go more into depth about, what's going on. I know that Fred and Janet said that they will not be at the location next week. However, we would like to know more about your products. So we're going to stay tuned for that. Ms. Sabrina, if you can tell us, just tell us more about, you know, your mission and how you got started.
Well, for me, it got started with my own personal journey. I wanted to do, but it started like back in 2015, we had here in the West Island, we had the, it was the Rib Fest that we have every year. And I was always struggling with eating meat, always had a problem with that. And I went to the Rib Fest one year, ate till I couldn't see anymore. And that same day I went cold turkey. And that was it. I just dropped meat immediately. I couldn't do it anymore. Because I realized there was the struggle that I was going through was not just a, I don't feel like eating meat anymore. It was a spiritual struggle. Realizing that the things that we eat do affect our spirit. It really, really does. Because, and it affects our minds, how we think. Because if this thing is bothering me for so long, clearly it's an issue that I am feeling very deeply about. So I decided, you know what, that day I said, that's it. I literally stopped eating meat. After that, I started looking for different ways to change up how I ate and how to eliminate things completely. And I realized that when I look at a plate of food, right, when you make a plate, literally the majority of your plate is everything else but meat. Everyone puts a one or two pieces of meat. So I thought to myself, well, I can just eat everything else and not eat that meat, right? And so that's how I started to do that. And that just made sense. And I carried it on since then. And I wanted better for my family as well. And so one of my daughters, she's gone completely vegetarian. And I started replacing things in my home slowly that some of my kids who are diehard meat eaters, they didn't even realize I made lasagna with veggie ground. And they thought I was eating meat when I was eating it because they had like two servings and didn't realize that it wasn't meat. And I'm like, this is possible. It can be done. And so then with the eating better, I felt better. And then I started getting into the skin products. I realized when I went to the pharmacy and I looked at the ingredients, I couldn't understand any of the ingredients. Like, why not? Why can't we understand what's in it? Why is it, what is it they don't want us to know, right? And I had a talk with my mom one day and I said to her, Mom, when you were growing up, what did you use? Because, you know, look at our parents. They still have beautiful skin, nice hair, all, but, right? So where did it all start? So when she was telling me about the ashes that they used to use to brush their teeth, and the coconut oil and the castor oil and all these things. And they grew up perfectly fine, you know? And so I'm like, why can't we get back there? So that's how I started wanting to integrate that kind of products into what I do as natural, as God has intended it to be naturally. And so I started from there. And then I realized going to my first event that there are a lot of people who want the same thing. Everyone's getting tired of the chemicals and not knowing what's in it. And women's reporting on breast cancer is so high in women because we use so many chemicals. We've got the eyeliner, the makeup, the hair dye, all these chemicals that we're putting in our bodies on a weekly basis, you know, from the nail polish up. And so there were a lot of people I found that were out there that who wanted that change. So that was, I was really happy. So not only that I was able to make a move with, you know, changing the way I eat, also helped other people, and in changing my skin products also helped people as well. So I thought, might as well go another step and just keep going and spread the word. So then I came up with the sea moss and, you know, the herbal teas as well that I make, and really enjoyed being able to say to somebody, wait, if you need something, I can help you if you want. And everyone just saying, yes, please. It literally was a yes, please. Can you help me find a good direction? And even if it wasn't a purchase directly from me, it was just the information that the people needed, that there's other ways that they can get healthier and a different direction, pointing the direction that they can go in to start healing. And so coming up with this workshop, I thought, you know, with Pharaoh's help and everything, let's get some other people in there. And let's just make it a place where we all can get some great information about how to do better for ourselves, because we don't realize that your body needs your spirit, not your spirit needs your body, right? Mm. It's the opposite. Your body is, your spirit is key. Because you notice that when your spirit is down, your body, everything around you goes down. But when you eat better, cleaner, your spirit shines. And that reflects on the outside of you. And people can realize, well, you look healthier. You sound better. Your mood has changed. Because you decided to heal your spirit, not just your body, because the rest will follow. You know, the rest will follow. So that's what my thing is. So everyone come out to the workshop. please, and meet all our vendors, get to know how to make things better for yourself, and let's make a day of it, you know?
Yes, thank you so much for that. That was beautiful, actually. Thank you. Actually, I would like to speak with you before we hang up this call, because I actually have a situation I would like to speak to you about. Paul?
Yes.
Talk to me, Paul, because I did a little something with Paul a couple of weeks ago, actually, and I've actually amazingly been having some really good things happen. So, Paul, tell us about how you got started doing this. What made you want to do this?
I started doing it because of, curiosity, but it's something that I always wanted to do for the community. My personal health was going through something, and that really triggered it. I seen that I was not getting, well, I trusted the doctors for a long time, but I seen that I got to a point in my health where there was like an impasse. Looking forward, I didn't see a good road for me. It would have just been plagued with a lot of medication. So I said, there's got to be a better way. And then I started to get into just better eating, natural living. Then I got curious, and then I started to take some courses. So nutritional health counselor, reflexology, all the things that dealt with my personal situation. Fast forward, I got involved with my line of products, and then I used it. But then I seen that I needed a need for the community. For example, if the products fail, how can I, as a person, help my community? And so I put together a program which really helps people to assess where they are. So for example, like Sabrina was saying, it's a holistic thing, you know, mind, body, and spirit. So I help people to connect with themselves. One of the things that we do is we're heavy on the detox. So we do foot spa detox. Many of the products and many of the foods that I research is for helping people to detox the environment around them, whether it be the physical outside environment, whether it be the food that you're eating, to detox some of those kind of things, because, you know, not everyone is aware of what to put into their body that keeps them clean. One of the things that we'll be bringing is a bioscan. We'll be providing the bioscan on Saturday, so people can come and get a quick read up on what's stressing them, you know, so they can connect with themselves. And therefore, now I could be able to make recommendations on, you know, maybe food items that they may be requiring. Ingredients, certain specific ingredients, or also on just basic eating methods. So what we did was great. I don't want to say what we personally did, but you would get side benefits from the process of a bioscan. You would get side benefits from the process of foot spa detox. Like, it helps so many different things, and it alleviates it takes the toxicity out of your body, and everyone feels lighter. Just knowing what's triggering you is half the battle.
Yes, I can attest to that. I actually had a process done, and I can attest to that. So I can't wait to be able to talk about this later on. Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Mr. Hussein, listen, I did not even realize until you said it, but you talked about your dad, and your dad has one of the most delectable cuisines, I think, ever. So I hope that I'm able to make it to this event, because I need to taste this food. Because if you're anything like your dad, I know that we are going to be very happy. So please tell us how you got started. You got 4 minutes. Tell us how you got started. What made you get into this?
Yeah, so honestly, like, growing up, you know, I kind of ran away from the kitchen, in a sense. I tell people that my first job was, you know, handing out flyers for not his first, but his second restaurant on Queen Mary, Jamaica Way, back in 1999 when it opened, you know. So I was 8 years old when it opened, turning nine. And, you know, my first job was in customer service, handing out flyers, you know. And at the same time, I also got my first sense of disappointment, you know, seeing somebody take my flyer and then, you know, just a few meters away, you know, they throw it in the garbage. So, you know, as a little 8-year-old, 9-year-old, that kind of hurt, right? But yeah, so I kind of ran away from the kitchen, in a sense, just focused more on the artistic side. You know, throughout my journey in 2019, I got a concussion while working at the airport. So that's really far from the kitchen, right? outside on the ramp, just doing baggage. But I suffered from a concussion in 2019, and that really sparked me to continue my journey. I like to say continue. So I ended up actually taking a few courses. You know, I did like a throat chakra workshop, did some other workshops that got me to really try and tune in with myself and really connect with my heart chakra and different aspects within. I actually ended up taking Shiatsu. Khadija is actually one of my classmates. So yeah, you know, I ended up trying out different things. And ultimately, I decided that, you know, I'll go back into the cuisine aspect because I landed an opportunity where, you know, I was working at a warehouse where I was able to get fresh frozen fruits. They were being imported into our warehouse, and everything you see in the frozen food section, like, it passed through the warehouse I was working at before that. So after quality control and all of this, I was able to take home a few samples. What ended up happening was I started out by making, I call them blend ups, but smoothies, you know, fresh drinks. You know, I decided, like, I used to spend a lot of money going to Juco Juice while working at the airport and, you know, different things like that. But I said, you know what, I can make my own, you know, my own version. I can add the things that I like, you know, not include the ingredients that I feel are, you know,
unnecessary.
Exactly. So like the sugars and all of that. So I started with the juices. I did a few pop-ups at a fusion Caribbean restaurant where my father is currently at. And, you know, from there, so again, it started with like the fresh blueberries, you know, the strawberries. And I said, you know what, like, I can do a carrot juice, you know, a vegan carrot juice where we're not using all that sugar and, you know, we're sweetening it with like coconut milk or coconut, even coconut cream, you know, and things like that. And yeah, so from there, I just decided, you know, it's time to go back into the kitchen in a sense, because as the weather changed, you know, smoothies is not always the best option to go with as times get cold. So from there, I decided, you know what, I'll start offering meal preps, a concept that I not came up with, but I have this thing called family dinner. So if on a Sunday you feel like you don't want to cook, you want to try some mushrooms, some vegan cuisine, you can always contact Expensive Cuisine and, you know, you can place an order. And that Sunday, you know, I'll provide a nice vegan meal for you and your family.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I can't wait to see how everything goes. And thank you for your contribution. Khadija, tell us about how you got started, you know, why you love what you do.
So I was going through some like intense life events. I had dropped out of university already once, and then I was doing like music full time. But I knew like I wanted, and I tried school again, and I was like, this is not working. And I was looking just by curiosity into like, if there's any holistic type of schools in Montreal. I wasn't specifically looking for massage, but in my search, since there wasn't, you know, there's not that much out there, I found Setsuko, which is a school in NDG, where I met Jamal as well. And the website spoke to me, and I saw that the woman who has the company, she's also a dancer, which I am as well. And it kind of sparked my interest. I was like, okay, let me have a meeting with her. And once I had the meeting, she told me about Shiatsu. And then I went to the introduction course. It was like, I was in it. I really connected with it because of how grounded it is. Like, it's done on the floor, on a futon. And there's breath and flow and rocking as well. You know, it kind of feels like a dance. Someone once told me it felt like a meditation in movement, you know, and I do agree. And then going on the journey of like doing the program, it really just spoke to me because since a long time, since like over 10 years, like since I've been pretty young, like I've been interested in things that are in society not really promoted, which is all the hidden knowledge, history about the world, as well as the more natural way of things. And that's like, you know, a lifelong journey to find equilibrium and find fulfillment and what feels true to you, you know. That time of my life of training was really key, just in so many ways. It connected a lot of dots for me. And then as soon as I finished the program, I started my practice, launched my company a few months later. And I haven't stopped since, although it was the pandemic, right? So it was kind of tough to have the company running and everything. It's been slower, steady but slow. A lot of the way that I work is kind of word-to-mouth, community-based. You know, that may change in the future, but that's how it's been going so far. You know, I'm also an artist, so I'm a DJ. I do community work. I dance. I've also been working at a spa. This is new from this year, which has taught me to work with different people and all of this. But long term, you know, I do want to bring my different interests and my company together to like build something that is more complete. I also did my doula training during the pandemic. I haven't started my doula practice yet, but I do work a lot within massage with pregnant women. And so aside from shiatsu, which is Japanese, and it's based in traditional Chinese medicine. The bulk of it in terms of the practice is trigger points and stretches. And the trigger points, you know, they treat everything from structural things to emotional things to energetic things. So it's really quite special. Like, and I like sharing also the knowledge with the people who are interested. And I do also table massage with oil, where I mix kind of Swedish, deep tissue, a bit of acupressure, shiatsu, and champi, which is like Indian head massage. So yeah, and my goal when I started the company is to make it also accessible. So, you know, my prices are not too high, and I have sliding scale, and I'm open to exchange at times. You know, I don't do it as much now, but I am open to it. I'm interested in building community also, and helping each other kind of on our paths, because I do believe a lot of us are aligned. So even though we have our own paths and stuff, like I do think that we can help each other through, you know, nutrition, body work, knowledge, you know, like all of these things, and connection, you know, I think is really key.
Perfect. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Janet and Fred, please tell us about, well, you did tell us that, you know, about why you wanted to do this, like what your mission was, but tell me how you got started.
We started because our kids, my daughter especially, she is challenged when it comes to skin, like allergies. And we realized that everything from washing, the stuff we use around the house, the bleach smell, everything was a problem. And I had reached the stage where I had retired from my full-time teaching job early and was just looking for something else to do. And we, of course, worked with a chemist, and the rest is history. Frederick, anything you want to add to how we started?
Yeah, that's a pretty fair description of how we started. Apart from the challenges that we had to go through in creating the products, understanding the ingredients and the what they can do, because we were skeptical ourselves. But then once we understood the process in extracting the contents from the various food and plants to make the product that we wanted, you know, everything just fell into place. You know, everything just worked its way out through the years for us.
What we did, if I can add to that, what we did for the first year, we created so many products. And then we said, okay, we did market research. So we have products right now that if we wanted to just work with farmers, we could work with farmers with our plant made. All right. If we wanted to just settle in the pet industry, we have the cleaners that want, you know, for the shampoo to bathe your dog, etc. Also, for the mechanics, there is a line of products. So we're a company that's poised, honestly. We need to scale up, and that's what we're looking forward to as we move forward.
Also, Janet, if I could cut in here, in the early days when we started, we were basically standing at the street corner and giving out products. We were making labels by, you know, just printing them on the computer, slapping them in a bottle and selling it to people just to find out what would be the best price points and what niche market we can fall into. And, you know, that's basically how we started until we got the nerve to say, okay, let's create our own labels. Let's start buying bottles in bulk and, you know, let's get it out there to the public.
I love that. Wow.
And of course, I don't want to end without saying, like, this afternoon, we have what we did in terms of trying to market liquid green products. Frederick and I started the Liquid Green Health Show. And we started this second week of January, almost a year ago. At the time we did, we were told, oh, new show, you might have 200 listeners if you're lucky. We had 400 listeners, and we have added to that listenership every single week. Today, we reached over 4,000 listeners. And so what we're asking the OFC team, we're trying to make 5,000 listeners by the second week in January. And then we can really go after some sponsorship. Thanks again for the opportunity. And that's how we see Liquid Green growing in the future.
Amazing. I'm going to chime in. Hi, everyone. Gina the Great here. I wanted to say, in listening to everyone's story about health, I find now when we're looking at the media, everything is about because it's in, right? So now everyone's getting into health and everything has a label of we're organic and whatnot. And so you have a lot of those big industries building out all those products all of a sudden. And I think it's so important to hear your stories because your intention, right? So the reasoning why you guys came into it is not for money. It's because you had your own struggles or challenges that you did. And so you built something that not only helped you and your family, but also helps. Now you can spread that for an honest reason and not just for making money and, you know, hoping to make a profit. And I feel like those are the products that you can trust a lot more than all the ones that feel like they slap organic everywhere. And then when you start reading the ingredients, I'm just like, I still can't read this. Shumma shumma gum. That's it.
I'm glad you brought that point up, because Sabrina had mentioned in her presentation, she touched on ingredients, the difficulty of reading the labels. And that is so true, because what manufacturers have done, they have camouflaged a lot of toxic chemicals with all kinds of fancy names that the average person cannot pronounce. And I always say, if you can't read the ingredients, then try looking at a different product, right? Because there are over 80,000 toxic chemicals on the market that is in use. And only about probably 15 to 20, maybe 25,000 of those chemicals have been tested. The remainder are still being used since from the last World War. They're still being used. They're grandfathered. And as soon as the consumer are aware of some of these toxic chemicals, they change the name, right? They change the name and they come back with the same product, and they may reduce the content, but it's still a poison, right? And this, the bandwagon of natural and organic and green is being touted about, but you have to be very careful in what you're doing. And we are proud from Liquid Green to say that all of our products are 100% toxin-free, carcinogen-free, and has no cancer-causing ingredients in them. So you don't have to worry. You can literally brush your teeth with our product.
That's amazing.
Take a simple product like your toothpaste. If you read the label, it says do not swallow, but yet you can brush your teeth with it. Okay?
Here you go. I'm drinking my toilet bowl cleaner.
Wow. You see that? All right now.
Even the products that I make, my skin and hair products, most of them have to be kept in the fridge because I treat my products that I put on my skin like food, because it should be like food. Food for your body, food for your skin. So there's no preservatives, no chemicals, nothing in anything. And all the ingredients, elementary school child could read what's in the products for our As Intended All Natural products. And in the fridge, they'll last as long as they should. And then that's it, they have to go. Because everything should expire, not in a year and 2 years and 3 years. If something expires in 2 years, you should not be putting it anywhere near your body.
I really, and sorry, I chimed in late, but I came just in time to hear all the goodies. So, you know, that's good there too. I just want to repeat again for everyone who's listening, as we know, we're pre-recording this on a Sunday, and our viewers on the radio will be hearing this Thursday morning. But The event is on Saturday, correct? Saturday, December 10th?
Yes, from 1 to 4 at the Jamaican Association in Montreal. And people are allowed to come a little bit sooner if they want to. That way they can check out the vendors before the event starts. So they can, like, between 12:30 and 1 o'clock start coming in. Tickets are being sold on Eventbrite. You can find the links on my Facebook page, which is Vegan Villain As Intended. That's V-E-G-A-N, villain spelled V-I-L-L-A-N, and then As Intended. That's my Facebook page. Or you can find it also on my Instagram page, which is Cuckoo for Veganism. And there you'll find all the details and everything about the event there where you can buy your tickets. But hurry, we're going to have, to get your tickets, we're going to have serving my famous vegan jerk mushroom wrap. Each guest will get a wrap with a beverage and have time to check out the vendors that are there and get lots of information, get your massages in, get your herbal things in, your juices. There's no better place to be on Saturday than at this workshop where you can touch base on a little bit of everything that you want to change in your life.
I wanted to chime in and thank you. Thank you for that, Queen. Thank you for sharing all the information. I noticed also that we have the one and only Miss Trish that's going to be taking part.
Well, on Saturday, yes, Saturday she's going to be our host for the event. She's going to be there, you know, ushering people in and making everybody comfortable. If anyone has any questions, that's what she's there. She's going to bring her great, wonderful personality to the event to help, you know, make everything nice and smooth. We're also going to have a speaker on. His name is Mark. And Mark is a person where I get a lot of my mushrooms from. Mark owns a company out in St. Lazare. He will be there giving you a talk on mushrooms, all kinds of mushrooms. He's going to let you know exactly how they grow, the way he grows them, the benefits for mushrooms. So if you have any from any kind of information that you want to get on mushrooms, Mark is the guy who's going to do it for you. He's got talked about lion's mane mushroom, which is amazing for the brain, shiitake mushrooms. People don't understand how amazing shiitake mushrooms are for your immune system, for cancer fighting, everything. Shiitake mushrooms, king oyster mushrooms. They're not just mushrooms. They are healers. So Mark's going to be there to talk about all that as well.
I need you to ask Mark, what's the mushroom you eat for people who don't like mushrooms like myself?
I would say the best mushroom for you to eat would be shiitake, because the texture is nice and chewy. And what I usually do with it, I'll slice them. I'll cover them like in a flour, not regular flour, but, you know, like a non-bleached flour, just to coat them. And then you can saute them like that, so they come out nice and crispy. And then you can throw on a little bit of whatever sauce that you like on there and throw it in some noodles. Put on some green onion on top, a little, you know, sesame oil, and you will love mushrooms. If you come on Saturday and you have the jerk mushroom wrap, you will love mushrooms.
I could vouch for it heavily. So this is what it is, what happens when you bring a room of health providers and genuine healers and people who are really here to do what they can to help the community's health. You put them all in one room, this is what happens. Queen Kaya, like amazing show today. It's been awesome bringing everybody together. The only thing I'm not sure if I heard as we're now closing up, if everybody could just drop their handle very quick, because I'm not sure if everybody had an option to drop their handle verbally for those who are listening and taking part and who got all kind of awesome information as you guys just close off. If you could just leave us all one more time with your handle so everybody can make a note of it.
Sabrina?
I just wanted to mention, I got the name for the person who's going to be speaking, Mark, from Amelium Farms. They're out in St. Lazare. Amelium, A-M-E-L-I-U-M Farms. You'll also find the link up for them on my Facebook page as well. Okay, so as I said before, Instagram page is Cuckoo for Veganism. That's C-O-O-C-O-O, the number 4, Veganism, V-E-G-A-N-I-S-M. That's the Instagram page. For Facebook, it's Vegan Villain, V-E-G-A-N-V-I-L-L-A-N. As Intended. And that's the Facebook page. You can find me on either one. You can also find your access to the tickets there as well. Paul?
Yes. For anyone interested in consultation, just call me at Paul Wallace, 514-518-7890. You can email me also. It would be holisticwellness@gmail.com. And once we have a consultation, then we'll talk about any products. We really won't say any products for now. But if you're a really self-help person and you kind of know where you want to go, then you can always go to yourhealth.puretrim.com. And that would be my handles.
Our turn. I think liquidgreenproducts.com is our email, is our website. And from the website, you can get everything else. The health show, everything else. Liquidgreenproducts.com.
Jamal?
So my handles are anything expensive. Expensive is spelled Xspencive. And that's a play on my last name. So expensive, Xspencive. Cuisine, Cuisine. And for the new year, expensive.com should be up and running, where you should see all my new features, all my new offers, massage work, the music, everything that should be posted for the new year.
Khadija?
So my page is Tukus Bodywork. Tukus is spelled T-U-Q-U-S B-O-D-Y-W-O-R-K. I do have a website, which is tukusbodywork.com. And the email is the same thing, @gmail.com, if you have any questions.
Amazing. All right. So
before we close, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who, when I reached out to them to be a part of the event, that you all said yes. I am so thankful and really appreciative of you all. And thank you for being a part of this. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
CKUT and Island Organics presents a Christmas fundraiser for Resilience Montreal. Featuring DJs Cristobal Urbina, DJ Killjoy, Talentino, and the premiere of